He was still smiling when Nathan's teeth sank into his hand. Stepping out of the elevator, Bobby's first glimpse was an open doorway and a fresh corpse. He reached back one hand to steady Catherine, then realized he was wasting valuable energy. With Umbrio on the premises, one body was the least of their concerns.
"Shh," he ordered in a low voice. "Let's not announce ourselves before we have to. We need whatever advantage we can get."
The place was quiet, eerily quiet. Bobby didn't like it. He expected screams, or scrambling footsteps, or a child's excited yells. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. It made the fine hairs rise up on the back of his neck. They stepped into the marble foyer, and Catherine's heels promptly rang out like shots. They both drew up short, Catherine's dark eyes wide with distress.
"Off."
She removed her heels. Bobby stepped forward and inspected Harris. The investigator's nose had been shattered, bone fragments driven up into his brain. It had happened so fast, the man had never even unbuttoned his jacket or reached for his gun. One minute he'd answered the door, the next he was dead. Bobby shook his head. In his own way, he'd started to like Harris. Bobby reached inside the investigator's jacket and removed the man's 9mm from the shoulder holster. He flipped off the safety, then gave the piece to Catherine. Still no other sounds in the suite.
"Something's wrong," she whispered.
"No kidding."
And then, musical chimes. The notes were haunting, distant. A slow lullaby drifting from the back of the suite. A music box. Maybe a child's toy? Bobby didn't know, but the high tinny notes strained the heavy air. He looked at Catherine, whose face had gone white.
"What is that?"
Her tone was getting strident again. He motioned easy with his hand.
"I don't know. Hold it together, Cat. Nathan needs you."
She nodded, taking a deep, shuddering breath. After another moment, Bobby motioned to the wall, and Catherine fell in step behind him. Time gave Umbrio the advantage, Bobby realized now, to separate them, to ambush them. The suite was too big for Bobby to control, and Catherine was too inexperienced to help. Whatever happened next would need to happen fast. Cautiously, he led them from the foyer into the empty sitting room. Given the force of Umbrio's entry, anyone in this room had probably run for cover. A hallway loomed through an arched expanse on the left. Another loomed on the right. Apparently, the sitting room acted as the central area for the two wings of the suite. Bobby hesitated. Catherine tapped his hand and pointed to the left.
"The music," she mouthed.
He nodded, understanding. It was difficult to pinpoint the tinny notes, but they appeared to still be coming from the left. He took her hand. They edged, single file, down the hall. Then they heard a scream, shrill, high-pitched, distinctly feminine.
"Marianne!"
Catherine gasped. They bolted down the hall.